But her friend is nowhere to be seen. Now she walks through her sunken dream to the seat with the clearest view, and she's hooked to the silver screen. But the film is a sad thing for...
WRIR-LP 97.3 FM, Richmond, the City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. I am Lightning's Girl, and you are tuned in to Cause and Effect. Each week, I pick one artist and trace the musical roots, telling their story through some of their back catalog, as well as bands within their influence circle, peer group, and if they've been around long enough, bands that have been inspired and influenced by them. Tonight, we are celebrating 28 years of the music by the Flaming Lips. They are a three-time Grammy-winning American rock band formed in Norman, Oklahoma. I can't believe it's almost been three decades. Crazy to think I've been listening to them for almost my entire adult life. They started as a sort of noisy psych rock band, and while those elements are absolutely still present in their music, they've definitely become more lush and layered, dabbled in a lot of electronics, absolutely psychedelic, some might even say acid rock, some say space rock. You can't talk about the Flaming Lips without describing their phenomenal, almost absurd, onstage live theatrics. When they play, it's a huge, huge, almost sideshow-esque carnival with dancers and costumes, sometimes naked people, sometimes crazy balls of balloons of color. Wayne Coyne comes out in a giant clear bubble and walks through the audience in his ginormous bubble. There's lights. It's a crazy circus atmosphere. And they have so much material to pick from. Tonight was a tough one just because when a band has that much material, you almost don't know where to start. So there's 13 studio albums, 8 EPs, 16 singles, and then a ton of compilations, videos, even some documentaries and books out there. So this show is dedicated to Brian, since you were the first person to comment about how enthusiastic you were for the show tonight. So without further ado, I'm playing David Bowie, Life on Mars, which is the song the Lips covered on this here Giraffe. And I'm going to give you an example of what the Flaming Lips sound like right after this with When You're 22. We'll be right back.
refuse to shine, I would still be loving you. When mountains crumble to the sea, there will still be you and me. Kind of woman, I give you my all. Kind of woman, nothing more.
Little drops of rain, whisper of the pain, tears of love lost in the days gone by. My love is strong. Here there is no wrong. Together shall go until we die.
My, 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 inspiration's what you are to me. Inspiration, look, see.
Today my world, it smiles. Your hand in mine, we walk the miles. Thanks to you, it will be done. For you to me are the only one. I would say happiness no more be sad. If the sun refused to shine, I would still be loving you. Mountains crumble to the sea, there will still be you and me. We'll be right back.
something. If I could freestyle at the flick of a switch, I wouldn't hesitate. No, there must be something wrong, boys. Yeah, there must be something wrong, boys. Obnoxious actions, obnoxious results. Yeah, some teachers who refuse to be taught. Distorted pictures and dizzy, dizzy people rush by me at the speed of thought. And sits at the tables and throw us a scratch. For Christ's sake, leave me something. So now they can erase you at the flick of a switch. How long there must be wait, oh, there must be something wrong, boys. Yeah, there must be something wrong, boys. There must be something wrong, boys.
Spring Fun Drive starts April 29th. You'll be treated to the most creative radio programs airing in the city. Your favorite restaurants will serve up delicious food at our studio. The best bands in the city will perform live on WRIR's airwaves, all for you. Don't wait to donate. Go online now, WRIR.org, and click Donate. You'll have the satisfaction of contributing to the radio for the rest of us before the rest of us. WRIR.org. Click Donate.
WRIR would like to thank RVA Magazine for its underwriting support. RVA Magazine is a quarterly publication providing coverage of Richmond's art and music scene, offering editorials and opinions about events, people, and happenings. RVA Magazine is available at many local coffee houses, bookstores, and retailers throughout the city. You may find RVA Mag on Facebook, Twitter, and at rvamag.com. Thank you, RVA Magazine. This program is underwritten by Godfrey's Restaurant and Nightclub, supporting the underground dance music scene every Thursday night. You will find live performances by DJ Spider, DJ Albert, and WRIR's DJ Turnstile Sound System each Thursday evening. Godfrey's is located at 308 East Gray Street, and more information can be found at godfreysva.com. See you out tonight. I am Lightning's Girl. This is Cause and Effect, celebrating the music of the Flaming Lips. We just heard the Chameleons with Up the Down Ellis Escalator, and I picked that song knowing that the Chameleons were an influence on the Flaming Lips very early on, and I discovered only while working on the show that the Flaming Lips themselves had picked that track for a mix CD, sort of a late night tales series that sort of like bands pick sort of a mixtape concept, and that was the Chameleons track they picked. We heard The Who with Baba O'Reilly. The Who has talked about a great deal in Flaming Lips interviews, especially early on in their book, documentary. This is also a song that they've covered along the way, and you can definitely tell that sort of theatrical, bigger-than-life rock song, heavily rooted in into the Flaming Lips sound. Ditto for Led Zeppelin with Thank You, and that was covered on the Flaming Lips. Finally, the punk rockers are taking acid. And at the beginning of the set was the Flaming Lips, When You're 22. Behind me right now is Sonic Youth, Death Valley 69. Flaming Lips has covered a ton of material in the last 30 years, and this song is one of them. I'm going to go into more of their influences, and another big influence, especially for the band early on, is Echo the Bunnymen, so I'm going to go into all that jazz.
Jack, rolling down the Union Jack. feelings, stupid illusions. I'm confused, confused, don't wanna be confused. Stop! I'm confused, confused. My emotions are rude. Wrong in what you think. My problems, no longer feel a thing. Don't even wanna
Hi, this is Willie Nelson from Normal. For 30 years, Normal has provided a voice for the millions of Americans who smoke marijuana responsibly. 72% of the public support a fine only, no jail, for social use of marijuana. And yet, 724,000 Americans were arrested on marijuana charges last year because the politicians haven't yet gotten the message. To learn how you can help, contact Normal at www.norml.org.
Any night that has Hawkwind behind me is going to be a good night. We have Lord of Light playing behind me right now. Tonight's set is all about the Flaming Lips. We heard Jesus and Mary Chain with Upside Down, a song that Wayne Coyne, when he heard it for the first time ever, somebody was actually DJing it out in a club, said it was one of the best songs he'd ever heard. We hear the Flaming Lips with Mountainside. That goes out to EJ. He actually wanted to hear a different song off of the Flaming Lips' fourth full-length record, but the one he had picked has a curse word, so I had to juggle and find something else. Hopefully that track did you solid off of In a Priest-Driven Ambulance. Dinosaur Jr. with No Bones, definitely an early peer, lots of fabulous psychedelic wah-wah pedal goodness. The Dicks with Hate the Police. I'm sure some people, between that and the Black Flag song with Damage, are thinking, really? How does that fit into the Flaming Lips? But I imagine growing up in Oklahoma, not a whole lot of bands tour in that community. So when some of the punk rock and early kind of weirdo bands come through town, you're going to kind of favor those bands who actually took the time to play your backyard. So the Dicks and Black Flag are among the sort of early weirdo outsider rock bands. And yeah, maybe it didn't sound like what they became, but definitely represented an underground that they were really into. We heard Chrome with the Monitors from Alien Soundtracks. That is also an early influence of the Lips. And at the beginning of the set was Echo and the Bunnymen, All That Jazz. And the Flaming Lips cover that. I think they do, that was on Waste and Pigs. I'm going to play a little bit more of Hawkwind and then go into Olivia Tremor Control, the Opera House.
Son, a funny thing about regret is that it's better to regret something you have done than to regret something you haven't done. And by the way, if you see your mom this weekend, would you be sure and tell her,
Satan! Satan! Satan!
Satan! other people. We are the other people. We are the other people. You're the other people too. Find a way to get to you. Do you think that I'm crazy? Out of my mind? Do you think that I creep in the night and sleep in a phone booth? Let me take a minute and tell you my plan. Let me take a minute and tell who I am. If it doesn't show, then you better know I'm another person. Do you think that my pants are too tight? Do you think that I'm creepy? Let me take a minute and tell you my plan. Let me take a minute and tell who I am. If it doesn't show, then you better know I'm another person. We are the other people, we are the other people, we are the other people, you're the other people too. Found a way to get to you. We are the other people, we are the other people, we are the other people, you're the other people too. Found a way to get to you. Do you think that I love you? Stupid and holding you near me.
WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond, the City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet.
Candle shy, candle weep, fly hot candle. Rolling, folding balls. Candle large, candle small. Your threads of fire burning up, your feathers of fire winning night and turning light and turning light. Light, deepest night for me and still for me. Spin and spin. Then and then, when I'm dancing with my love, the shadows flicker up above, the shadows do the candle mambo. Candle roll, unfold, and ball, candle blur, candle whir, candle her, candle her. While your lights are spinning round, your feathers are fire, winning night, and turning light, and turning light. Candles crack, candle break, correct the night's mistake. When I'm dancing with my love, the shadows flicker up above, the shadows do the candle mambo. Candle mambo. Candle mambo. Dancing with my love, the shadows flicker up above, the shadows do the candle mambo. Candle roll, unfold, and ball, candle blur, candle whir, candle her, candle her. While your lights are spinning around, your feathers are fire, winning night, and turning light, and turning light. Candle crack, candle break, correct the night's mistake. When I'm dancing with my love, the shadows flicker up above, the shadows do the candle mambo.
WRIR Spring Fun Drive starts April 29. You'll be treated to the most creative radio programs airing in the city. Your favorite restaurants will serve up delicious food at our studio. The best bands in the city will perform live on WRIR's airwaves, all for you. Don't wait to donate. Go online now, WRIR.org, and click Donate. You'll have the satisfaction of contributing to the radio for the rest of us before the rest of us. WRIR.org. Click Donate.
Why, hello there. I'm Lightning's Girl. This is Cause and Effect. And tonight's show is all about the Flaming Lips. We just heard the Flaming Lips with the Wand. This is pretty much the sort of freak flag set. The band is influenced by all sorts of things. You've heard lots of classic rock growing up in the 70s and 60s. But besides the classic stuff, there's a lot of weirdo freakness in them as well, and I wanted to make sure I found some bands that sort of represented that aspect. And before I forget, this whole set dedicated to Carenza. We heard Porno for Pyros with Tahitian Moon. Jane's Addiction, definitely an early influence as well as a peer, a great example of a heavy band trying to do something a little weird. We heard Captain Beefheart, another great example of really off-kilter rock. Candle Mambo off of Shiny Beast. Another influence, Frank Zappa with Mother People from We're Only In It for the Money. We heard the Flaming Lips, and this track goes out to Joe, talking about the smiling death porn, Immortality Blues. Say that 10 times fast. And that is off Hit to Death in the Future Head from 1992. And the Flaming Lips had some lineup changes, and as they started altering who was in the band and who was playing what instruments, you start kind of them going away from just the full-on acid rock guitar wah-wah explosion to something a little bit more kooky and fun, some more electronics entering the picture. Probably arguably the most important influence on the Flaming Lips is the Butthole Surfers, and we heard Sweet Loaf, Sweat Loaf, off of Locust Abortion Technician. Not only musically is there a big influence there, but absolutely live, the crazy, over-the-top, super psychedelic, intense experience. Really, the early, if you put the two bands side by side, especially for live footage, it's almost embarrassing. The Butthole Surfers, very important to the Flaming Lips. And at the beginning of that set was Olivia Tremor Control with The Opera House. You just heard behind me Louis Armstrong's What a Wonderful World, a song that the Flaming Lips have covered from time to time and on record. We're going to play, I'm going to go into Iron and Wine with Waiting for Superman, which is a Flaming Lips cover, and a little bit more of their more modern peer group, and then a couple more really cool covers of the Flaming Lips stuff that you wouldn't necessarily expect, just great versions of songs that are played in a totally different way, and Iron and Wine being one of them. So here's Iron and Wine. Thank you.
have myself a man to lift the sun into the sky. Let's get happy. Hell, I thought it was already as heavy as can be.
treacherous road with a desolated view. It's distant lights to hear that foreign view. Sun don't shine all night to feel like you're okay. Oh, these days really get by. I don't even try.
It's important to make sure your family has a plan in case of an emergency. We talked to this family to see if each of them knew where to meet if they were not together when something happened.
If a natural disaster happened and we were outside the home, we would all meet at the park. That's our meeting point.
Our meeting place is our neighbor's house because she is my mom's good friend.
We all have a meeting spot, which is a bus stop.
Is your plan any better? To learn more about making an emergency plan, visit readyvirginia.gov. Brought to you by the Commonwealth of Virginia, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, and the Ad Council.
Come and join WRIR volunteers and donors for a bite to eat and a sample of various menu options from local Richmond restaurants during our spring fun drive. Enjoy the culinary generosity of Richmond businesses such as Lulu's, located in the heart of Shaco Bottom, comfort food with flavors drawn from ethnic influences, and Buzz and Ned's, barbecue on the boulevard, and a new West End location opening later this year near Parham Road and West Broad Street. Come by WRIR Studios, 1621 West Broad Street, for lunch or dinner during the fall or during the spring fun drive, Friday, April 29th through Sunday, May 8th. Support WRIR. It's food for the rest of us. I am Lightning's Girl. You are listening to the final half an hour of Cause and Effect. Tonight's entire show is about the Oklahoma group, The Flaming Lips. We just heard Elf Power with Felt Good to Burn. What a great Flaming Lips cover. We heard Radiohead with Karma Police, and definitely a peer to what the Flaming Lips are sounding like more these days. I was just talking with somebody here at the station, and actually that also goes out to Julia. We were talking about how the Flaming Lips can write the saddest song ever, but lyrically, so you've got this tragic, epic, you know, tearjerker, but then the song itself is super posy and happy, and maybe bands like Radiohead don't twist it around. They just go with the dark, but I think what makes the Flaming Lips so special is that they can take a really dark song and somehow make it sound like a birthday party. We heard Beck with The Golden Age off of Sea Change, and at the beginning of that set was Iron and Wine's cover of Waiting for Superman, which is indeed a Flaming Lips song. Behind me is the Postal Service doing another Flaming Lips cover, Suddenly Everything Has Changed. I'm going to go into more music now, some more modern peer bands, and actually a member of Flaming Lips ended up in Mercury Rev, so it seemed to make sense to play them next. So keep listening.
Well, I got us on a highway, I got us in a car, got us going faster than we've ever gone before. I got us on a highway, I got us in a car, got us going faster than we've ever gone before. And I know it ain't you and me, far above the ocean, deep under the sea, there's a
Going faster than she's ever gone before. She's a goddess on the highway, a goddess in a car. A goddess going faster than she's ever gone before.
And I know.
Gets inside of you, makes me.
We're just in the final minutes of Cause and Effect. Paul's Boutique is up next. We heard the Evangelicals with Skeleton Man, and that goes out to Lindsay. Thank you for suggesting that fellow Oklahoma follower of the Flaming Lips. What a fantastic song. Animal Collective with Turn Into Something off of Feels. Couldn't play a Flaming Lips set and not play Animal Collective. Obviously, truly inspired by the Flaming Lips. We heard Polyphonic Spree with Sonic Bloom. I had no idea that that song was actually a Tripping Daisy cover. You learn something new every day. And Mercury Rev at the beginning of the set with Goddess on a Highway. So as you've heard throughout the last couple of weeks, we've been hyping the Fun Drive, which starts tomorrow. And I have a special guest in the studio next week, Alex DiMatessa from Grave Mistake Records, and bands like Government Warning will be in. I'm going to do, for the first time ever on the show, an interview, and then actually do a little bit of Cause and Effect and talk about some of the bands that inspired him to start a label and to play in bands. I'm truly honored and excited that Alex is going to take the time to come in, and it's awesome to have a little bit of hometown pride since Alex is living in Richmond and running his label from here these days. So very excited, and just, it's going to be a great show. And as I said, Paul's Boutique up next. Just a couple more tracks for you. We have Flaming Lips with Neon Indian. Kind of a weird deal. They only released 1,000 copies in 12-inch form, and they're apparently only available in two cities, Oklahoma and Denton, Texas, where Neon Indian is from. So I guess kind of collectible, super sought after, but luckily the internets has supplied some of the tracks for us. So this is David Bowie Dying, kind of a weird name for the record or the song, but I'm going to end with the Flaming Lips alongside with Star Death and White Dwarfs and Henry Rollins, as we now know through Black Flag and the connection of the Flaming Lips and loving Black Flag, how that all fits together. And probably the second biggest influence on the Flaming Lips is Pink Floyd, so it makes sense to play a track off of their entire front-to-back tribute to Dark Side of the Moon. So I'm going to play Brain Damage off of that. So stay tuned and have a great night.
Now the fountain. Thank you.